thing is, Scruffy, I'm not your dad. No, I'm not your dad at all. Stop your whining here for a second, buddy. You're a dog, and I'm a human being. There's no way that you could be my son. So I'm gonna have to tell you to hit the road now, okay, old boy? See you later.
There's a new picture in town that's sure to make you grin and sin right inside your own flesh and blood. That picture is a picture of horridness, of great terror, something that will rip at your innards and ghoul in your insides. Yes, this picture is coming to you in 3D blood explosion, and when that 3D blood explodes in your face, you will feel the mighty power of this picture. And it's coming to you this November. Stay tuned for more hints on is Bloodorama.
have said you're not too old to learn yet while you are in between. People, you don't seem to care if what you breathe is tin can air. You've got to compromise. Vicar, would you like some cake? You sure you're not a bad mistake? I think you're in disguise.
It's not gonna stop me from killing these worms if you don't get me for one, an olive stuffed with a pickle. Send the pimento on the pickle in there. I don't care what you do, you might have to find a very small pickle. Even the baby deal won't fit in there unless you get a big enough olive. That's demand number one. As I walked, I sunk deep in the mud, and I realized I was entering now a mud palace, a palace of mud, and of mud people, not unlike our own people, but without bone structure. These mud people bubbled and blubbled and blobbed, but they had many things to say. Some of them great scientists and inventors. They think quickly and act and adapt to all sorts of situations. But the mud people did not take kindly to such a weird and odd-shaped character as me. As I entered and walked in three, I saw one and then the other, smiling, a grin of black dimness. It was a creature, a predator, that wanted my skin, my head for its wall. A trophy that no one would see nor see again. Because as I entered the mud palace, as I sunk deep into the mud, it cemented over. It rocked over. I could not go back the way I went in. Blarney! Blarney Stone, I need to wish upon to get back. But to find a Blarney Stone in this mud palace will be such a feat. I'll have to inquire to some of these smart philosophers on where I can find such a stone, where I can make such a wish to get back. Back to a place where I did not like as much, but was not preyed upon by such fool as these predators with their mud-filled grins. I alone knew the answer. I needed to turn to the Mudopolis, and it would take me several days to walk there. See, mud creatures can transmute themselves from one place to another in seconds, but I, not being a mud creature, it would take several days for me to reach the Mudopolis. So I walked in fury and detected the eyes of the predator as I walked. I reached the outskirts of the metropolis within 4.5 mud days, which is the equivalent to 12 Earth years. And as I got there, I saw a door that said wisdom. Mud filled black wisdom. And I entered the door. And there stood a man. A mud man of monumental size and girth. And he bubbled and muddled and knew what to do. He said to me, in words of three, Blarney Stone, here. And he transfuted a stone from far away. Oh, he tells me 45 mud days. 167 Earth Day years, pardon me. And I rub the blarney stone. And for once, the predator frowned, and I disappeared back to the evil concrete jungle of Winnipeg. This is CKW95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You're listening to Manitoba Moon. I've got music from far out, from right here, from down to earth, and all over the place in all kinds of times. And I'm gonna play for you a song or two right now. Let's go.
summers are come and it's a great to be alive. Out in the open, going for a sunshine drive. Warm weather's welcome, it's great to be alive. Let's go rolling down the seaside road. Keep on a rock to come on, no grab a hold. Holidays happen, it's great to be alive. Music's a moving and my fevers are starting to rise. A time for love and romance. It's a teenage midnight. It's great to be alive. The motion is madness and my motors is stopping to turn. My feelings of gladness and the evil is stopping to burn. It's a moonlight of love. It's great to be alive. Why?
fist, and everybody could not resist the charm of the beastly creature as it smiled with its grizzled hair and its eyebrows everywhere. We knew we were about to have some fun. Built for comfort, not for speed. What is next, McMystery?
My, oh my, the magic is continuing here. We're waving the magic wand and watching it whirl and begin to make sense as this grin comes across the mighty monster. It drools and begs for more meat, and it gets it as it gets there, and who knows what's next. Right here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, you're listening to Manitoba Moon, all sick and twisted and ready to go one way or the other. You never know what's going to happen next, I'll tell you right now. We're waiting for another guest here, and it's going to happen here soon. Hopefully they both didn't go to jail. I guess he's going to have to work the, you know, stay the night overnight. I can't go there right now. I can't take this banjo to this crazy guy who likes to smoke rock. I don't know what that means even. So it's gonna be a mixed up night right now, I tell you that. We're humming and dumbing and thinking all kinds of weird thoughts with a halo down low and up again, down and round the head. Sock it to me right and left. We got more songs for you right here. Stay tuned, stay listening. Get ready for more monkey-filled throwing action, okay? Let's do it.
Every dance I take my kitten to, she wants to
do the tender snap, snap, snap.
Every time she dances around with me, she wants to
do the tender snap, snap, snap.
Did you ever
Ginger
try to twist when your partner
would insist
on dancing the rhythm?
Snap.
Every step my kitten takes with me, she'll love to
do the ginger snap, snap, snap.
Everybody turns around to see how we
do the ginger snap, snap.
So get your partner
ginger,
try it now. Everybody
learning how
to get the ginger feeling when you do the ginger snap. Try it now. Everybody
learning how
you get that ginger feeling when you do the ginger she wants to
do the ginger snap, snap, snap.
Every time she dances around with me, she wants to
do the ginger snap, snap, snap.
So ever
ginger
try to twist when your partner
would insist
on dancing to the rhythm when you do the ginger snap. Every step my kitten takes with me, she loves to try it now. Everybody
learning how
to get the ginger feeling when you do the ginger snap. You get the ginger feeling when you do the ginger snap.
same old way. No fun to hang around or freak out for another day. No fun, my babe. No fun. No fun, my babe. No fun. No fun to be alone, walking by myself. No fun to be alone, but in love with nobody else. Well, maybe go out, or maybe stay at home, or maybe call mom on the telephone. Well, come on, 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 for no fun to be alone, for no fun to be alone. Don't let me go. No fun to be alone. I said to be alone. I said to be alone. No fun. When I say come on, Ryan. I say come on, Ryan.
I lick the air, it jumps the bumps, and I go wow and wee through this sky. It dreams and dreams and dreams, and I just seem to keep on going. Going, 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 past, 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 until I find myself hellbent dead in the future.
You've heard of King Kong. You've conquered the world with Godzilla. But now a picture that's going to leave you spellbound. Jaws hitting the ground. Yes, it's going to be a picture that everyone will be talking about for ages. Dung flinging, dung monkey flinging, robots, dung flinging, robots, flinging, robots, flinging, robots. Yes, dung flinging robot monkeys from the planet Mercury will leave you spellbound. You will wonder how they choreographed such madness, how they put together such tranquility in one picture. Yes, you're going to want to see this again and again and again. Once again, that is dung flinging monkey robots, dung robots, dung robots.
Be there or be square.
Thank you. That was confusing. Where do you see my shopping list? Right here. We've got a jug of milk. We got 3 pounds condoms, 4 pounds peanuts, and 60 bananas. We also have ladies' sanitary napkins, and we are going to also pick up a 2-4 of Cheerios. We need some more smorgasbord, so we're going to throw in sushi rolls. Hey, don't forget the fish heads. We're going to need lots of juicy, delicious fish heads because we need the eyeballs for praising such things as Lord Rooster, Rooster of the Cockadoodle-Doo Town, who said to me that I was once a living thing, a thing of living, prioritizing my time, looking like a goof. Growing long hairs coming from my derriere and otherwise directions that make people confused. Curly fried curly hairs that I put in a frying bin. And we fried them with my mind and we had a nice dinner. And if you thought that was confusing, where do you see my wardrobe? Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, we're having some kind of thing here. We're having a bit of a party, actually. Everyone's invited.